Among the issues legislators anticipate dealing with during next year's session is a revived effort by the Parnell administration to lower the state's taxes on oil production. The House passed the bill that lowered taxes last year, but the Senate refused to advance it until the administration and the oil industry provided more information on the tax's effect on production and employment. The Senate this week contracted for a study to get some of that information, particularly to determine who is working in the industry, what they are doing, and if they are Alaskans. Jim Calvin is president of the McDowell Group Consultants, the company that will do the study. He says the job is to assemble a look at all the information available on the labor force for the state's oil industry.
The heart of the research is to really understand what has been happening in the industry over the last, in terms of employment, over the last few years. Is employment trending up? Is it trending down? And what specific components of the industry is employment trending up or down? You know, we do know that much of the published data only presents part of the picture. So what we've promised to do is drill a little bit deeper and make sure that we understand who all the players are in the industry.
Much of the data the study will need is confidential, and some will have to come from private companies and will require voluntary cooperation. Calvin says a complete labor picture for the industry includes such support activities as camp services, transportation, and security. He says the workforce also includes professional services that take part in North Slope oil fields.
We want to make sure that those jobs are factored into the analysis as well, and really understand what the resident non-resident situation is, and if it's changing much over time. We have data that suggests that it moves from time to time depending on if there's growth or decline in the industry. But we want to look at that a little in some more detail and make sure we understand what's happening today.
The McDowell Group has extensive experience in oil industry research in the past, a fact recognized by Anchorage Republican Representative Mike Hawker. Hawker was skeptical of the study when it was first proposed, but says he now anticipates a valuable return from McDowell. However, Hawker cautions the employment study will not address the issue of oil production, and that is the heart of the tax reduction case.
We've got to appropriately compartmentalize this work and keep it in the context of what purpose it really serves, and not let us use this study as an excuse to not move forward, not consider the importance of Alaska's competitiveness in the world market for oil and gas investment dollars that actually increase production.
The final report is due to the Senate Finance Committee on December 1st for use during next year's session.